CBS and the world. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang, my colleague and friend. We turn to the People's Republic of China and a catastrophe in front of us in the 21st century. It's not climate change. It's not war. It's far more fundamental. We welcome Reggie Littlejohn, president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers, to comment on the catastrophe itself. The headline in the Wall Street Journal tells the story in these last days. Enforcers of China's one-child policy are now cajoling people to have three. Births plummet, reads the subhead, as officials struggle to change the mindset of a generation less eager to start a family. Reggie, a very good day to you. Your comments over the years about the catastrophe of forced limitation of how many children a family can have now comes to this crisis in China. What was the one-child policy, and why did you lobby against it over many years? Good evening to you.
Good evening, Gordon. So the one-child policy was China's way of trying to basically play God and control the population through forced abortion, forced sterilization, and even infanticide. And I started Women's Rights Without Frontiers to oppose coercive population control in China. These women were being dragged out of their homes and strapped down to tables and forcibly aborted up to the ninth month of pregnancy. And some of these forced abortions were so violent that the women died along with their full-term babies. So the reason, there are two reasons to stop this. Number one, it was the greatest crime against humanity, the greatest women's rights violation in the world. And number two, it was destroying the future of China. So the Chinese Communist Party moved to a two-child policy and then a three-child policy, not because they care about the human rights violations. Under the three-child policy, forced abortion remains legal. Okay, they can still forcibly abort a woman if she's unmarried or if she's pregnant with her fourth child. So it was not the human rights atrocities that caused them to change. It was the demographic disaster that they are heading into. And in their hubris, they believed that they could turn on and off childbearing like a faucet. You know, you turn it off when you don't want kids. You turn it on when you do want kids. And you know what? It just doesn't work that way.
Gordon, you have a question for Reggie.
Reggie, when we look at this and put it into broader context, China will probably lose somewhere between 900 million and a billion in population between now and the time the turn of the century. And really, I think Chinese leaders now have to be in a panic. Question for you. What can they do?
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't think that there's much they can do, Gordon. I think that they have painted themselves to a corner and they have destroyed their country. So they're trying all kinds of different things. It's not working. There are many reasons that people today do not want to have kids. One is that it is extremely expensive. I've seen estimates of $120,000 to $150,000 it costs to raise one child in China, so they don't want to have a second child. And then there are many other reasons, but there's a very deep reason that people don't talk about, which is during the lockdowns, like in Shanghai, you'll remember how people were screaming out of their apartment windows. They were so frustrated. And there was a video of COVID police trying to drag a young couple out into a quarantine camp, and the young couple was refusing. And the police said, you know, your refusal will punish up to three generations of your family. And the young man said, we are the last generation. And there's something called the lie down flat movement in China, which is that the young people in China were decimated by these lockdowns. And they saw that their future lives in China hold no hope, that they can work as hard as they can and try to build something and it'll be just taken away from them. And they're not in the mood to try to bring a child into that environment. It's a terrible indictment of the Chinese Communist Party.
There are ironies here needing to explore because these policies, the cruelty, is not anonymous. It has names. The Wall Street Journal identifies one. His name is Wang. He's described as the Communist Party chief at the association called the Family Planning Association, which enforced the one-child policy. Now, Mr. Wang, recognizing the catastrophe, has this to say about who's at fault. Quote, without nurturing the ideas of marriage and childbearing, it will be extremely difficult to improve the level of fertility. It appears, Reggie, that Wang has not learned anything, that he is the problem.
Well, yes, that is true. So but I'll tell you what, in China, it's similar to the United States, where the values have changed. You know, in the United States, it used to be that you were expected not to live together. You were expected to get married and have babies. And then we just kind of abandoned that. It's accepted by, you know, most sectors of society to live together and not have babies. And it's the same in China. It's like, you can live together. You can have all the benefits of marriage and not have to go through having a child under these circumstances where children are extremely expensive and where the Chinese people, the young people, believe that they're bringing their child into a situation that is ultimately hopeless.
Gordon, you have a question.
So, Reggie, we have a communist society. They believe that, three decades, they prevented people from having children. They forced it. They regulated it. When they now try to change things, can they coerce people to actually have more children? Because some officials have been talking about creating rules to require people to have children. Is that possible?
Gordon, anything is possible with the Chinese Communist Party. I mean, I wouldn't put anything past them. And of course, if their incentive program doesn't work, it's completely within their character to try to coerce people to have children. And I don't know exactly how they would do that. I mean, one thing would be to fine people, terribly if they don't have children. Another thing that's a huge worry is this aging population with no one to care for them and no young population to support them. What are they going to do with the aging people? And I shudder to think about that as well. But I just want to say one thing about this three-child policy, which is, why are they having any policy of coercive birth control when they are so desperate to have children? And I call immediately for the abolition of any coercive population control, including the three-child policy. I believe the reason that they have a three-child policy instead of simply abandoning all coercive birth control is because they want the Han Chinese to increase, and they don't want disfavored minorities to increase, such as the Tibetans, such as the Muslim Uyghurs. And I believe that they are continuing to use a three-child policy as a hammer against those populations.
Your logic is correct. That is how we in the United States grow our population. Immigration or tolerance or acceptance of other cultures. Gordon, is that possible in China to accept Indians and Tibetans and Japanese and Americans into the Chinese population? Is that credible for the Communist Party?
No, it's not. And as Reggie points out, the Han supremacy is deeply ingrained in Communist Party ideology. And what China is doing in what it calls Xinjiang, the northwestern part of the country, with regard to the Turkic minorities, has been labeled genocide by both the Trump and Biden administrations. And that's clear if you look at the Genocide Convention of 1948. They are attempting to eliminate minority groups, John.
Reggie, just a moment here. What you've said is all very convincing. I believe that what you've told us is that China, the Chinese Communist Party, is doomed. Is that correct?
Right. So this is the thing, John. They instituted the one-child policy because they felt that it was going to work to their economic advantage. And now basically what they've done is they have caused their economic and societal demise and collapse through that policy.
Reggie Littlejohn helps us all these years follow why the one-child policy was a catastrophe. It's upon us. Reggie is the president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.